and he can torment that part of you. Don't go there with that beast. Now, in Ephesians chapter 4 in the New Testament, the Lord tells us what to do. He said we can be angry, but he says, be ye angry and sin not. You have to be very careful how you get angry. And he says, let not the sun go down upon your wrath. I teach these things to people, and I teach them that if God said it, he said it for a reason. Because he says there in Ephesians 4, he clearly says that, be ye angry and sin not, let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Verse 27 says, neither give place to the devil. So what happens when you get angry and you go to bed angry? You give place to the devil. It's something about nighttime when you go to rest and let your body be idle, that if you went to bed angry, you really open a door and the devil comes in. I had a man in my church just recently. He said, I need to give a testimony today. I said, all right, sir, come on up here. He was an elderly gentleman. He came up and he said, you see that woman right back there? I said, yes, sir. He said, I've been married to that woman 50 years. So I know he was probably pretty close to 70, maybe a little over 70. He said, a couple of weeks ago, that woman and I had a serious disagreement. I know many people, although you've been married 20, 30, 40, 50 years, there may come times when you can get into a serious disagreement with your mate. But the Lord tells us we can be angry, but he says, sin not in your anger. And then he says, don't go to bed angry or you will give place to the devil. How many times did people do what this man did? He got mad at his wife. He wouldn't forgive her. He went to bed mad as he could be. He woke up the next morning mad. But when he woke up the next morning mad, he had a backache and a leg ache. He had opened the door to a demon of pain. He began to think about what he had heard me teach at church. The man says, Thurman says pain is a demon. So he just rebuked the devil. He quoted a promise, a great and awesome promise from the Word of God that guaranteed the devil that he had power over him. A verse like Luke 10, 19, and 20, where Jesus said, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Nevertheless, rejoice not in this, that the evil spirits have to be subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your name's written in heaven. Now that verse will work if you're obedient. If you're disobedient, it won't work. And so this man had been disobedient to God's commands. He had got crosswise with his wife. He was angry with her. He had not repented. He had went to bed angry, and he had opened the door and gave place to the devil. And so the devil came in. Now he's got a back pain and a leg ache. He tried his best to take the Word of God and drive that demon away. But instead, when he quoted the Word of God and commanded the devil to leave, the devil squeezed him down a little tighter, and his pain became worse. And he said, I thought about this. And then I thought, oh, you did say that we must repent of our sin first. So he said, I went to God, and I told God I was sorry for what I did. And then he said, I rebuked the devil, and it got worse. And then he said, I remember what you said. Husbands, you must love your wives. And if you don't love your wives, your prayers will be hindered. In other words, they won't be answered. Some people think when your prayers will be hindered, it means that maybe God will answer them, maybe he won't. But let me tell you what he says is he won't. When he says your prayers will be hindered, that means they won't be answered. He had a grudge against his wife. He had opened the door to a tormenting spirit, and that beast came running right in through sin. Now then, once he went to his wife and repented, and then he went to God and repented, then he commanded that pain to leave, and he said, instantly, the pain left my back and my leg. Let me tell you, there's a great message here when God says, don't give place to the devil. Be ye angry and sin not, lest you give place to the devil. That's what he meant. Don't open the door to the devil. The Lord told us as his children to walk in love, to walk in love. When we walk in love, we open no doors to the devil. You must love not only God, but you must love your neighbor, and you must love yourself. That means you cannot hold a grudge against even yourself. And if you've done something stupid, like all of us have in our life, we're all human beings, forgive not only the other person involved, but yourself. I mean, I've seen several women that have had an abortion, have gone into sin, or some of them were married and got pregnant and just didn't want the other child and went and had an abortion. And then they realized what they had done was murder. And they had such a terrible time forgiving themselves. And as long as they held that grudge against themselves, there was a continual tormenting spirit tormenting them day and night. But when I finally get through to them, you have to forgive yourself just like you would forgive anyone else. And when you do forgive yourself and walk in obedience to God's word, then the curse can be broken. Then you can drive out the devil, and then you can walk in divine health or under the blessings. Jesus said in John 10:10, under the new covenant, under the book of John, in the New Testament, he said, the thief, which is Satan, comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. So don't walk in his world. If you walk in the devil's world, stealing, killing, and destroying is what's going to come to your house. If you think that you can go down and stop at the bar every Friday night or Saturday night and get wiped out or drink even a half a dozen beers and then come home and not get a DWI sooner or later, you're just deceiving yourself. Sooner or later, the law is going to stop you, or you're going to be involved in an accident, or you're going to kill somebody or whatever, and they're going to haul you off to jail. Don't open that door. Don't stop by that bar. Don't waste your money on that alcohol. If you think you can stop by the store or the grocery store and buy you a carton of cigarettes every few days, and you can smoke those things all of your life and not come down with lung cancer, you're deceiving yourself. It's going to happen to you sooner or later. So don't pay the devil to kill yourself. Take care of your temple. If you'll take care of it, you might be amazed at how good a shape it might be when you get to be 60, 70, or 80 years old. I tell you, it's wonderful to be able to do wonderful things and go and do all the things you want to do regardless of your age. Who knows? Take care of yourself. You might live to be an old person. And when you do, you might want to still enjoy things. You don't want to be sick and afflicted and have all the problems that comes with sin. So the Lord tells us what to do. Then he tells us some more things to do in Ephesians. He says, let him that stole steal no more. Well, it seems like I read in the Ten Commandments where he said we're not supposed to steal. Again, stealing opens a door to a demonic spirit, and he will come in to torment you. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him work or labor, working with his hands, that things which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. So work, have an income, give God 10% of everything you have, and then the poor and the needy help them. And when you give to the poor and the needy, the Lord says, you're loaning to me, and he said, I return with good interest. You'll never be able to get the kind of interest from a bank or an establishment that you can get from God. Instead of giving to God and returning, letting him return it to us with good interest, most of us go out as Christians, buy things that we don't need on credit cards that we can't afford, and then pay 20 and 30% interest for those things. Don't do that. That's the devil's world. He will keep you broke as long as he can. Whatever you do, don't get into credit card debt as a Christian. If you don't have the money to buy it, do without it. But don't buy it on a credit card. If you need money, Go to a bank or somewhere, build you some credit, go to a bank and borrow the money at a reasonable interest, and then pay it back with a reasonable interest in monthly payments. But don't do it through a credit card. Those credit card people, they're out there to get your money. I cannot believe the number of credit card applications I get in a month. I get them from everybody. It's unbelievable. How many people try to get you to get a credit card? Well, they want you to spend money that you don't have so that you can make monthly payments so you can pay them ridiculous interest rates, 20 and 30%. Let me tell you, that's not God. That's the devil. If you got a credit card, get it paid off and throw that thing away. I know that you have to have at least one, because when I travel to rent a car or buy an airplane ticket or things, you can't get nothing hardly without a credit card. But don't buy anything you can't pay off that next month. Don't spend God's money in all that high interest. Don't give it into the devil's system. Don't do that. So the Lord says, let us work, not steal. Then in verse 29, he says, let no corrupt communications proceed out of your mouth. For most of us that are Christians, it'll take about three layers of duct tape around our mouth to do that, to keep our mouth shut so that no corrupt communications doesn't come out of our mouth. Don't speak evil about no one. But he says, that which is good to the use of edifying. In other words, when you say something good to people. Tell them they look nice if they look nice. Don't flatter them. That's a sin too. But say nice things to them. Edify them. Do things that are good to people. You say those things and edify people so that it may minister grace unto the hearers. Then he says, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. Don't grieve the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit, he can really do some serious things to you. I think about when Ananias and Sapphira lied to the Holy Spirit. Bam! They were both dead instantly. They sinned a sin unto death. Now, the sin unto death can be many things. But remember, one time it was lying. So think about that if you're going to lie. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. These are things that God demands. All bitterness and all wrath and all clamor and all evil speaking, let it never once be named among us as Christians. Remember, walk in obedience to God's word and he will bless you.
We have to stop right there today, but if you'd like the teachings in its entirety, call us at 940-242-2106 or go to the web, www.tlsm.org, and there you can order all these teachings in their entirety, free and postpaid. Remember, Jesus is Lord.